Welcome to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 WAMW and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Grant Swartzentruber. Each week we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. I'm excited about today's show. We've got some entertaining guests, and I know this because of the conversation that we started with. I am joined by David Self and Austin Weaver, who are with Friends for Kids of Daviess County. How are you today, guys?
Doing great.
Doing good.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate your time. And just talking to you before we started here, I do think that this is going to be a fun interview. And again, just thank you for your time. Tell me a little bit about Friends for Kids as an organization. And actually, sorry, before that, tell me about yourselves and how you got involved with Friends for Kids. Maybe go ahead, Austin.
All right. Well, I got married in November, and yeah, my wife and
November of 17?
Yes, that's right. So not almost a year. And yeah, here this spring, my wife and I were, yeah, talking, trying to figure out how we could make a difference in the community. And then we're on Facebook all the time, you know, and this ad kept popping up about Friends for Kids and how they were needing mentors. And we kind of thought about it, and yeah, we weren't real sure. And then so we kind of let it go again, and this thing just kept popping back up. And we're like, man, this just feels like, yeah, this is what we need to do. And so we did. And that was in March when we first started. And so, yeah, so we applied, and yeah, to see, we thought we'd go ahead and see if we get approved and like that. And so we did, and yeah. And so then
Where do you live, Austin?
I live in Montgomery.
Okay. Yeah. And so you got involved earlier this year, and you are what they call a big.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
A big is you're a mentor. You do things with the kids. They ask that you would do something with them, the children, at least an hour a week, but it can be more than that. Yeah. So yeah, spending time with the kids, investing in their lives.
And what's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Kara.
Kara and Austin Weaver.
That's right.
Sound like nice people. I'd say you're nice, and that's why you got to come on the show, right?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Okay, and Mr. Self, tell me about yourself and how you got involved with Friends for Kids.
I've been a part of Friends for Kids for about 4 years now, and it was through one of my wife's friends that we got involved. She was part of the organization, and my wife said that, you know, we had too wanted to make a difference in the community, like Austin said. And so we had a little, and actually we've had a couple of them over the years. And then, like I told you before we came on the air, there came a time that the director was going to step down, and Danielle called me, and that's my wife. And she said, I think Friends for Kids is going to disband. And I said, I got off the phone, and I just
So that story was really interesting to me, David. You said that... And maybe just briefly for our audience, tell them what happened. I mean, your wife called you, and what happened?
Yeah, I was on my way to Bible study on a Wednesday night. My wife called me, and she said, I think Friends for Kids is going to disband. And she was upset about it, and I got off the phone with her, and I just I felt moved to that we needed to do something. And I called her right back, and I said, let's take it over. I said, we can do this. And she said, we have no idea what we're doing. I said, that doesn't matter. We can do this. So and that's been she's been the director. She actually has the title, which is fine with me.
Sure.
And she knows I've got her back, and
sure.
she's good at what she does, and we've learned, and she's been at it for a little over a year now, and we've seen the organization grow and felt like God's really blessed it.
Absolutely. And how long have you been on the board, David?
I've been on the board for about 2 years.
Okay. And initially, how did you get involved and get onto the board?
I was told by my wife that I was going to be on the board.
Okay, so she was involved.
She was actually okay. The president before then. She was involved in it before I was, and she kept telling me about it. She would come home and tell me about it, and then that's when we decided that we wanted a little, and she was actually part of the board before I was, but I felt convicted by God that it was something I needed to do in my life too, and it's been something that's helped both of us out and made us grow closer together.
Absolutely. Well, what a blessing. I mean, when you feel like you're supposed to do something, I mean, both of you have said that you felt like you were convicted that this is something we need to do. Maybe Facebook was telling you that you needed to do it, and God was telling you. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But he moves in mysterious ways sometimes.
That's right.
So. But good for you for stepping up. Tell me a little bit about the organization and how it started in Daviess County.
Well, it started in 1993. Former Washington Mayor Dave Abel started Friends for Kids, and it's been around for a while, and it's been a good organization. It's kind of had its ups and downs, but we're determined that this is going to be an upswing, and we have grown in the last year, and we've got a lot of history going back to 93, seeing a lot of kids that maybe wouldn't have went to college, have gone to college, maybe wouldn't have graduated high school, maybe have fallen through the cracks somewhere and had a lot of good people through the years. I can't name them all. I don't know them all, but I know I've seen their work in newspaper articles and in many other things as a part of the organization, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
So 1993, you said Mayor Abel was kind of the catalyst to get it started. Is that right?
That's correct.
I wonder if, Austin, were you born in 1993?
No.
Holy cow.
No, I was born in 99.
Oh, so, man. Yeah. Wow. I'm impressed. Okay, so 1993, and the terminology you're using, bigs and littles, that comes from big brothers, big sisters. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so a big is like something that you do. Is that right, Austin?
Yes, a big is a mentor. That's
okay,
right.
And a little is the mentee, the, yes, the kid that...
Correct.
Okay. Just so we're clear. So, Big Brothers and Sisters, Big Brothers and Big Sisters was an organization, and it's, obviously, it's a huge organization nationwide, and in 93, you guys decided to do kind of your own type of a localized group. Is that correct?
Yeah, originally, Big Brother and Big Sister was here in the area, and for whatever reason it may be, in 93, they broke away and started their own organization, and Friends for Kids of Daviess County is supported by the community and the grants that we're able to get through the year, and we're a standalone non-for-profit organization, and it gives us the freedom that if we want to pray to open our event or pray to close our event or have someone come in that maybe is a minister or whatever it is that we want to do, we have the freedom to do that. We're not bound by some government law. And it's good for, I think it's good for our mentees and our mentors. If they want to take them to church, they have the freedom to do that. And we're about the kids, not about, government rules and things like that. We're glad to have the freedom we have.
That's cool. I like that a lot. And obviously it was a huge step by those folks back in 1993 to break off of the organization. I didn't know Mayor Abel well, but just a lot of people say good things about him, that he was someone who was willing to act and to try to do the right thing. And I think that's probably really impacted your organization over the long term. I'll ask you this, Austin. Would you be if it wasn't a Christian organization, would you want to be involved with it?
I don't know. Yeah. The fact that it is a Christian organization, for me, that is huge. I'm a Christian myself, and yeah, that being able to minister to these children like that and share the gospel with them is huge. That's, yeah, to me, that's what life is about, is telling others about God. And so being able to spend time with these kids and make a difference in their life, yeah, I think that's huge. But yeah, as far as if it wasn't a Christian organization, it would, yeah, I couldn't say for sure, but it would definitely, I would have to think about it a lot more. And yeah, I'd probably, if there would be limitations as far as prayer and things like that, I don't think I could necessarily support it as much.
I understand.
So, yeah.
I understand. So, So I know Big Brothers, Big Sisters is a big organization, and there's a lot of positive things obviously through that organization as well.
Oh, yeah.
But in general, I mean, that's the type of thing that you're doing, right? It's mentorship. What are the main things that the responsibility of the what are the main things that a big has to do?
For us, we do stuff with him each week. It can vary what we do. A lot of times we try and do stuff fun with him. Like going bowling, playing baseball. Sometimes we just take them to our house, play games. And then spending time with them like that, they eventually learn to let you into their lives more. And yeah, you can learn to share a lot with them. And yeah, in hopes that you can, yeah, help them in their lives to grow and become something great. And yeah.
Something they may not otherwise be able to do,
yeah,
based on perhaps their background. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about how many littles are involved in the organization, do you know?
You asked me a question I don't have the exact answer to there. We have matched around 30, and we have a long waiting list, and I'm going to throw in right here. I'm in the need for men. I've got a lot of young boys that need men in their lives, and that's why I'm glad to have Austin here, and that's why I brought him with me today. There's a lot of women that volunteer, but guys, I don't know what it is. That we always think we're too busy. Maybe we're not qualified. I don't know what it is, but we need guys to step up and answer that call. But the list grows every day. CPS gets we get a lot of referrals through them, through the schools here in the community. A lot of different ways that we get actually this week, I think we had five new children signed up for the program. So we're growing. It may seem small at this point, but we're on the move, we continue to grow.
I understand
grow.
That. I mean, if you just look at society and you look at what CPS and DCS, mm-hmm. what they have to do, you got every reason to believe that those numbers for kids who need services or kids who need attention or who need a female role model or a male role model or a parent, just someone who's stable, there's obviously a need in our community. So again, you said there's around 30 right now.
Yeah, we have around, I believe it's around 30 matches. And like I said, we have a lot of kids on the waiting list. What we're going to do is on the matching part, we're looking for kids and adults that have common interests. Like we had a little boy sign up just not too long ago back in the summer, and he always wanted to go camping, but he never got to go camping. He was always interested in the outdoors, had a gentleman sign up maybe a few weeks later, and that's what he did. He taught survival classes, and he was an outdoorsman, and we said, man, this is it right here. And we put the two together, and it's magic. It really is to see them together and see the things they do, and it's good stuff.
That's wonderful. And so, I mean, if you had 100 mentors, would you be able, would they all have matches? I mean, is it that many?
Oh, I have no doubt. Yeah. We're growing every day. I need more mentors because the kids keep coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're finding them. A lot of times we don't have to look for them. They're somebody's referring them to us. And so, yeah, I'll take all the mentors I can get. I won't leave you waiting very long.
So let's go through some of the facts about what we've got going on in our community and why I completely agree with these guys that Friends for Kids is an organization that's important to the community. And that's why I wanted to do this show, right? So we were talking ahead of time. David, your wife sent me some data, and we're getting close to 1,000 households that are single parent households. Yep. in the community. Is that right?
That's right. And we've grown, like I said, in 2015, it was around 750. And then the latest data she sent you was, it was what, around 860?
Yeah, 880.
880.
So,
yeah.
So we went from 750 to 880. That's a growth of, what is that, 15, 20%,
yeah,
30%? I don't know what it is.
Big step up in just a few years. And there's a need there. And one thing you don't see in those numbers, too, is we get a lot of children that maybe they live with their grandparents, or they live with an aunt and uncle. They don't even live with their biological parents. And there's a need in their lives to have someone. And we're looking to give them that stability. We're looking to match them up with somebody. And it's like Austin said earlier, we're looking for that one-on-one time. We want these kids to know that they're somebody. They're not just falling through the cracks. Nobody cares about them. And so when we have someone sign up for the program, we want them to know, you know, it may just be an hour a week to you, but you're changing these kids' lives. These kids are looking forward to it all week for you to come. And we'd like our mentors to give us at least a year commitment. And because it takes a while to build that bridge, like Austin said, eventually their walls are going to break down, and you're going to be a part of their life. And they all happen different. Some happen right away. Some take time. But it's great when these kids, and you hear back from whoever they live with, and they say, you know, his grades are improved, or their grades are improved in school, and they listen more, they're more disciplined. You see these changes, and we get a lot of feedback, and we're very proud of our mentors, and we're very proud of the organization, and we're glad to see. And sometimes I don't think maybe Austin and some of the bigs don't see those things, but we like to get the message to them when the parent writes in or the grandparent writes in and says, hey, you're changing these kids' lives, and that's what we're after.
Absolutely, that means something. So the other data that they sent over was that 20% of the county is at a poverty level, and so you've got and look, we're not pointing fingers, we're not naming names, but you've got some clear issues that these are going to be higher risk kids in the future. Yep. If the poverty level is there, if it's a single parent household and maybe they don't have the same sort of structured home life that other kids have, they're bound to have other issues.
Oh yeah.
So 20% in 880. I mean, those are kind of the numbers we're looking at. And I'm assuming there's a lot of crossover there. Is that right?
Oh, I guarantee there is. Yeah. And then we worry about the drug issues, the violence, kids not graduating school. A lot of things happen when you get down into those numbers, and they're just numbers. But somewhere out there, even in this town that we're in now, there's these kids, and they need somebody. And like I said, I felt convicted to do my part, and I hope others out there feel that same way and reach out to become a part of this organization, because we want to see a better community. We want to see our community thrive, and to me, the kids, they're our future, and our opportunity now is to make them know that they're a part of this community.
Well, absolutely, and they're the victims of a lot of this, right? I mean, you've got parents who are making decisions, and they think that there are no repercussions there,
yep.
But the kids are going to catch the fallout.
And, yep, they're caught in the crossfire of a lot of different situations, and they need help. And like I said, I feel the need that in whatever way I can to reach out to them. And I know there's many others in an organization that feel the same way, and glad to be a part of something that's trying to make an improvement here in Daviess County.
Wonderful. I'm on with David Self and Austin Weaver, and this is Friends for Kids of Daviess County. And one of the things you talked about earlier, David, and you mentioned it as well, but this one-on-one time, and it's something that, me just not really knowing what the organization is, like, that would make me nervous, right? It would make me nervous to hear about, but I remember Austin saying that, you have to go through all these background checks, and they're trying to make sure they know who are serving as bigs. So talk a little bit about that, if people who hear that, they should have any cause for concern, or it seems like you have standards in place so that it's an excellent relationship and not a situation where any sort of like the parents aren't going to be concerned to have their little involved in the organization.
We put a lot of things in place to guard against any kind of someone coming along with bad intentions. And a lot of people you can read, right away what's going on, and you're going to fill out an application, you're going to give us some references, we're going to call those references, we're going to say, hey, tell me about so-and-so, and then also in that, you're going to go through a state police background check that, and if you don't agree to do that, we can't let you into the organization. And we're going to do that. We're going to take a good extensive look and make sure that whoever is involved with us, your child's going to be safe. We want to put good people in the right places. And we go through a lot of measures to make sure that that happens. And I'm happy with the way things work. We haven't had any issues. And if there's anything in question, we're going to go to the board and say, hey, this is what we're looking at, and we're going to make a decision on it.
Wonderful. So if you can be a Friends for Kids mentor, you probably also have your security clearance, or could be an FBI agent. Is that right?
That's true. That is true.
Good. So let's talk about objectives then, kind of the end game. I know you've got a mission statement. I don't know if you've got that on hand, but if you've got that, David, if you can share it with me.
I actually don't have that in front of me.
Okay.
My wife is going to yell at me when I get home for this one.
No, you're fine. Hey, Danielle, don't yell at David. Please don't. But what I want to know is, like, what's our objective? I mean, you said that, if people volunteer, they're given a year, right? And how do we know that we're making a difference? I mean, is there a measurable, or is there something that you guys as a board look to, or is there something that you're looking at to, because, you could do this for the next 50 years. Are you going to do it for the next 50 years, Austin?
I hope he does. What do you mean you don't know, Austin?
We'll see. I mean, yeah, I'm definitely open to it. Yeah, and yeah, the relationship that you build in that year, that is huge to these kids, and yeah, and even for the bigs too, that there is a bond that grows there, and yeah, spending time with them becomes a lot more important to you, and yeah, you grow a lot closer to the kids too, and yeah, so it's totally important. Yeah.
Very good. And do you guys talk about what your primary objective is And do you periodically check on that, or how does it work?
Yeah, we check in with our bigs and see how things are going. And you know, really, what we're striving for and what we try to get our mentors to focus on is that one-on-one time, because maybe there's going to be a family out there, and maybe they're going to have their own kids, and but they're still going to be a part of the organization. You'll be mentors, and we still want to stress that one-on-one time with our littles, with the mentees, because that's where you're building at. And I know an hour doesn't seem like much, but you're changing kids' lives. Yeah. You really are. I mean, the research shows that once these kids have something stable in their lives, someone that they know cares about them, is coming to see them, is going to spend that time with them, cares about what they're talking about, what's going on in their life. I don't know how you measure it, but I see it. I see it in when the letters come back, when parents call in and say, you know, little Susie's grades in school have she was having so much trouble, and now things are turned around. And I see this because my mentor, you know, her mentor, spending time with her, and you know, you see the changes. And we get feedback from people like Austin here, our mentors, and you know, they see the changes as well. And we're moving forward. I think I don't know what meter you measure it on, but we see a lot of things happening, and you know, it's good stuff.
Well, it seems like a wonderful organization. I mean, you've done a good advertisement on me. I'm already thinking like, I need to do this. I'm
feeling there. You go. We need you. We need
well,
you.
Well, you know, our primary mission field is our family, right? But not everybody probably thinks that way. That hey, this is really important. You're a parent. You are a husband or a wife, and this is your primary role in life, is to raise these kids that, I mean, they don't know any better. They need correction. They need guidance. And so the next step would be those kids who are in a tough spot. They're yeah. victims. They're the most vulnerable ones in our community. And absolutely, I think it's important. I'm going to give you guys the last 10 seconds here. We're going to have to get wrapped up, and I really appreciate your time in coming in. And I would encourage folks who are listening to give Friend for Kids a look and look into thinking about participating with that organization. And David, I'll give you the last word here.
All right, www.friendsforkids.us. If you want to check us out, you go there. You can sign up online. If you feel that we will take monetary donations, you can donate there. Last thing I want to say is tomorrow night, Simon J. Graber Complex, we have our benefit auction.
Hey, hey.
Silent auction, live auction. Got all kinds of good stuff. You can check that out online as well.
Okay, Daniel tomorrow has night at what time?
It's at doors open at 5 o'clock.
At Simon J's.
Simon J. going to have live bluegrass band there. Those guys have been good to come.
Okay, that's Saturday
out.
Night, right?
That is Saturday night.
So I hate to do this, but I have to remind folks, this is pre-recorded. You guys couldn't come in on Saturday, so this is being done on Friday, but it's Saturday night at what time?
It's at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Doors open at 5.
Saturday night, 5 o'clock. Yep. We hope to see you there. Please come out, and please check out that website. What is that again?
It is www.friendsforkids.us.
All right. Go out there, volunteer. Worst thing you're giving up is 1 year, right, Austin?
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We truly appreciate it. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on 4 Star Country, the General 95.9, 101.3 FM, 1580 a.m. You can also listen to a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting wamwamfm.com. I'm Grant Swartzentruber, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 8:35 a.m. on Memories 107.9 WAMW, and each Sunday morning on 95.9, 101.3, and 1580 WAMW as we focus on the community.